Last minute change of scenery. We're going to go to Cliff Brown instead of Chris Waller. Good morning, Cliff. How are you?
Good. How are you, Michael? Good.
I'm very well indeed. Hey, before I talk about the Inferno, and looking forward to seeing him in the Goodwood, you must have been absolutely rapt with Yaphet's run in the Derby on Saturday.
Yeah, look, he was really good. He was very pleasing. He's always shown a bit, and, you know, he was, yeah, as you said, he was very good.
Just a pity that he got so far back, but his staying prowess, can he maybe improve that moving forward and be able to sit a bit closer in the run, do you think, as he develops?
Oh, look, we had intended to be a little bit handier, but it just didn't work out that way. So, you know, I think when you draw those tricky gates, that's what happens.
What's the future hold for him now? Is he off to the Spelling Paddock, and is he a horse that could develop into a spring contender?
Oh, listen, yeah, first and foremost, yes, he's going to the paddock, so that'll do him the world of good. Yeah, listen, I think one thing with my horses, they're never wound up for a few runs each time they come in, so he's had 12 runs, but, you know, effectively, I reckon 8 of them, you know, and to be fair, a couple of times, I reckon I had him not in the right spot. So he is sort of lightly raced, and how much improvement will depend a bit on him and how he spells and things like that. But if he could improve, yeah, he might measure up to something.
In your previous life, you used the South Australian Derby with great success to springboard some of your best stayers. Is he in a similar, I suppose, form or ability-wise as some of your great Derby performers in years gone by?
Yeah, he could be. He could be. He just needs to keep improving.
Well, the Inferno's certainly been improving since he's come out from Singapore. He had that breakout moment when he won the McEwen. A few things probably haven't gone to plan since then, but it was a return to that form in the McKay Stakes. I really liked the way he hit the line last start. Has he come through that well?
Yeah, he has come through really well, Michael. He's been very good. You know, as I said, going into sale, he really lacked match practice. You know, he hadn't had a run for quite a period of time. And he has come through it really well. He worked well this morning. So, yeah, no, all's in order.
So what's the plan heading to the Goodwood? Barriers obviously will play a big part. He's a horse that likes to find his feet early and get back. Are you hoping to draw middle to outside? What would be your preference?
Look, I think I'd rather draw inside. I just think when you have those wide gates, you do end up like we did on the weekend, and you do end up further back than you really want to. Whereas if you do draw a nice gate, at least you can be perhaps a length or two closer than you originally thought you would be.
Is this his peak run for the campaign, the Goodwood being his main aim?
Yes, it is. Yes, yes. No, listen, he's good fitness-wise and things like that and health-wise. So we head into it full of hope. I mean, it's a very good race, very good field, so we need to be doing everything right.
Can you see him winning?
Yeah, I think he can, you know, but by the same token, there's plenty of other people feel the same way about their horses, and there are some nice horses in it.
What would it mean for you to be able to win this race with the Inferno? Because he was clearly the best horse in Singapore, and he has measured up here, but to win that Ultimate Group 1 with him be a pretty nice kickstart for you, considering you haven't even been back for 12 months.
Yeah, no, look, it'll be good. You know, the horses, we don't have a lot in work, but they're all running well. You know, yeah, when a Group 1 any time of your career is an exciting thing. You know, he was pretty stiff in the spring not to win one, and, yeah, it would be good. It would be good, but, you know, you can't sort of base everything around it.
You've said previously you don't want to have a massive team. You want to remain a trainer that has maybe 25 to 30 in work, but more quality. Are you accumulating that quality now, Cliff?
Oh, I think it takes time, Michael. We're getting there slowly, but you know, we do have 25 in work, but 18 of them are two-year-olds that are unraced. So it's just going to be time. And the quality won't happen overnight. It'll take 2 or 3 years. And then we'll see how we're going. At the moment, you do wish it would go a little bit quicker than it actually is. But then at other times, you think, well, it is going to take time. So sort of conflicting emotions at varying times.
I saw a nice little piece. I think it was Ladbrokes might have interviewed you with your son, who's playing a part in the stable now as well, I believe. What's it like working with your son?
Oh, tremendous. You know, look, we're very, luckily for him, he's totally different to me. He's very positive and, you know, everything's good, whereas I'm completely negative. It's great. You know, it's good. By the same token, he goes to university of an afternoon, so he works in the morning. and he does those things. But no, he enjoys it, loves his racing, things like that. And no, he's good.
So is it a training future, or are you pushing him into a more academic future?
I'm pushing the academic future. But well, whether I win the battle or not will just be decided by him. It's always his choice. But I think it's important he goes off to uni, gets his degree, and then he can decide what he wants to do.
Well, good luck on the weekend with the Inferno. That may help sway his decision if you can win a Group 1 on Saturday as well. Best of luck, Cliff.
Thanks, Michael. Bye-bye.
Cliff Brown joining us there. We'll take a quick break. Hopefully, we'll get Chris Waller on the other side of this and also Jason Benbow. Don't forget, after 9 o'clock, Brian Kruger, the chairman of Racing Victoria, will join me live.